which one are you really good at? Are you really good at getting a list of things on a Saturday and saying, all right, this weekend, I'm going to get all 15 of these things done? And you do that every weekend? Or are you someone who's really good at saying, all right, Monday through Sunday, this is what I do. I do this, I do this, I do my morning routine, I read, whatever it is.
Habits are bi-weekly department meetings and weekly coaching sessions and daily morning routine and writing every day, exercising daily, foam rolling, whatever it is. So the runway is the stuff that's consistent. It's the systems. The tasks are like, hey, there's a boulder in the runway and the plane is going to crash if we don't move this thing.
Welcome to Next Level University. I'm your host, Kevin Palmieri.
And I'm your co-host, Alan Lazarus.
At NLU, we believe in a heart-driven but no BS approach to holistic self-improvement for dream chasers.
Our goal with every episode is to help you level up your life, love, health, and wealth.
We bring you a new episode every single day on topics like confidence, self-belief, self-worth, self-awareness, relationships, boundaries, consistency, habits, and defining your own unique version of success.
Self-improvement in your pocket, every day, from anywhere, completely free.
Welcome to Next Level University. Next Level Nation, welcome back to another episode of Next Level University, where we help you level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. We hope you enjoyed yesterday's episode, episode number 1670, Getting Through Stuck, Freestyle Friday. Today, for episode number 1671, The Difference Between a Habit and a Task. Had a conversation recently with Taryn. Taryn and I were talking about something, and she said, hey, have you done this yet? It was, have you looked for a therapist yet? And I said, no. And I said, I don't want this to come off as a negative. I don't want this to come off as hardcore, but honestly, it just hasn't been a priority because it's a task, not a habit. That's all. It's on my to-do list. There's a bunch of stuff on my to-do list that's very important for me, for sure. But it's not the stuff that I do every day that I'm focused on as much as I am my habits. Now, this is a really good example of a different week where I'm not back-to-back with meetings all day. So I'm going through, I'm getting my habits done, and then I'm going and checking to get as many tasks done as possible. That's what kind of what we're talking about today. We did the episode last week or the week before about procrastinating.
EDIP. Eliminate, EDIP. Automate, delegate, procrastinate.
Yes. Alan and I were talking today, and we said, well, we probably didn't make it as clear as we could have that you don't really ever want to procrastinate a habit, but you do want to procrastinate tasks. Your habits are the thing that you have determined, if you do every day, are going to create successful weeks, successful months, and successful years. The tasks oftentimes are a byproduct of the success of the habits, or the maintenance of the habits, or whatever. So we just wanted to make sure we touched on that, and that's what we're going to do today.
The challenge here is that all of us are really good at one of the two. I know some people that are better than I am. Genuinely, wholeheartedly better than I am at getting tasks done. When Emilia and I first met, and we first started to combine everything, household, finances, all kinds of stuff, she was way better at knocking off tasks from her to-do list. And I was way better at daily habits. It's very, very difficult to be good at both. Because it's, which one's the priority? So for example, I've been talking a lot about my big five to thrive. Writing, WhatsApp, sales, mobility, exercise. I haven't missed any of those five things any day in all of 2024. To explain how challenging that is on top of everything else I'm doing is, I would be scared to even share how hard that is without sounding arrogant. I was up at midnight, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. Here's my point. I chose to do that. Why? Because I looked into our future and I know that those are the 20% of efforts, 20% of habits that are going to make 80% of the difference. It's called Pareto's principle. We teach it in group coaching.
Wilfredo Pareto.
Yeah, I used to say Alfredo. We found out it's Wilfredo Pareto. We looked it up before group 13, the last group that graduated, and that was really funny. So my man Wilfredo Pareto, you can look that up. It's a whole thing. But anyways, so I'm good at habits. Daily habits are my jammy jam. I don't know why I say jammy jam. I've been saying that all the time now. Mm-hmm. I've also been saying wickety whacked.
Okay.
No idea why.
Wickety-whack. Maybe you're reverting to childhood.
That's probably true.
I love that, though.
So staying consistent with daily habits on my habit tracker is a huge strength. But getting tasks done? Some of the NLU team is so frustrated with me. I was talking to Jerry Ann yesterday. I said, I know I didn't send you the thing I said I'd send you. And I got to be completely honest with you. I just don't know when that's going to get done. You and I have an introduction and an outro to a new free course we're going to be launching. It's called the 7 Simple Steps to a Next Level Life. It is such a good course. This is such a good course. And Jerry Ann yesterday, she said, don't you think that course is like super important for our community? I said, yep, 100%. I just don't know when Kevin and I are going to do it because we still have to record episodes and the podcast. Staying consistent on the podcast is more important than the intro to this course. And so here's what it is. I want everyone out there to think to themselves, self-awareness time. Am I better at daily consistent habits? Or am I better at knocking down to-do lists when I'm up against the deadline? One of the reasons why event season is so hard for Kevin and I is because all of a sudden there's all these tasks that take over our habits, that need to get done before a deadline. And for me, that's so hard because how am I supposed to do my big 5 to thrive and my daily habits? I'm tracking, I think, 17 right now. I think you're around 17 as well. But I like to be very, very consistent with my daily habits, daily exercise, daily writing, daily WhatsApp, daily sales. I do not like to miss. I haven't missed mobility all year. I'm very proud of that. And that's a superpower. That's great. That's awesome. Kevin and I are consistent people. But when we're up against the deadline, we are in trouble.
Yeah.
Because we have a bunch of tasks we have to do, and we don't have time to do both. So for everyone out there, are you better at hammering a to-do list, or are you better at daily habits? And what I've noticed is that at the beginning of this journey, you were way better at hammering a to-do list because you used to be a foreman. You used to go into work and say, okay, we have this much to get done by this amount of time.
Not even just the beginning. I would say for at least half of this, that was kind of my specialty.
Which is good because you balanced me out.
I know. You'd go off and do your habits and you'd journal and you'd do your flashcards and you do before we were tracking with Google Sheets, and I would go make 75 thumbnails and I would go send 20 messages and I would that's what I was doing at the time. But to your point, there was a time where I think I had 27 habits or something that I was tracking. When that was happening, I wasn't doing enough tasks.
I know.
I couldn't. Yep. It takes me all day to get through these habits, and then I'm on meetings, and it's just not realistic. Now, 17 habits to me, I did 100% yesterday. It seems so easy.
But you're not going on 20 podcasts a week.
I know.
And that's the thing that's so fascinating. I'm so grateful. I just got another referral, so I now have 23 clients. And one of our Relationship Talks clients just upped to a new hybrid program we're doing where Emilia and I have one coaching session with all four of us, two couples, and I'm coaching the male individually and she's coaching the female individually. So it's sort of this cool hybrid model, which I'm pumped about. But I did have that moment of, okay, so that's 23 clients. And an additional one-on-one session per month. And on top of that, I still have my big 5 to thrive. I still have my 17 habits. I still have the team. I still have department meetings. I still have going on other shows. I still have my own fitness journey. And it does get very, very overwhelming. And I was on a coaching session earlier today with Laura. She's on the team. And she said, how you doing? You okay? And I said what I always say, which is aligned overwhelm. I'm great. But is that my truth? I'm super overwhelmed, but like in the most aligned way ever. And this is exactly what I want. I want more clients. I want more mastery. I want more potential. I want more habits. I don't want to do less. But I want to figure out how to balance these two. And I want to make this very, very clear to all of our listeners. Kevin's better than me at getting tasks knocked down. Emilia is better than me at getting tasks knocked down. Like, we have a hole in one of our closet doors. We were bringing a couch upstairs, and our housekeeper, Cleoji, is super strong. She helped us with it, and it was this huge Conscious Couples couch. So if you've ever seen the Conscious Couples podcast on YouTube, that huge couch that is basically the least flattering angle of all time, because you sink into this thing, we had to lift that up our stair. Kev, you've been in my place. It's not an easy. It was actually really challenging. So we hammered that couch right into our closet door, and it's big freaking hole. And it's still there. Now, here's the truth. I don't care.
It's not a priority.
It's not a priority.
But if you were selling it tomorrow, it would be a priority.
Exactly. And I told Emilia, I said, when we sell this home, we're going to get all this stuff taken care of. But right now, and so here's, we're all righty or lefty. We always do this. And that's the problem with the human condition. We all have to get good with our opposite hand. So some of you out there, you have to work on daily consistent habits. You just can't get a streak going. And trust me, once you get a streak going, you will not miss. We've all had that Snapchat streak going or whatever it is, and you never want to miss that streak.
Yeah.
And so that's what you got to work on. For other people like myself, I have a rolling to-do list that has 50 plus items on it, and most of them get eliminated, automated, delegated, or procrastinated. And unfortunately, some of the people in my life feel unseen or undervalued because I just don't have the time. I need R&R too. And so a lot of people are like, well, why do you put yourself through that? I get that all the time, especially from family. Why do you put yourself through that? I am called to put myself through this. This is what I want my life to look like. And I know that your life looks different, and that's okay. But last part of this, Kev, is when Emilia and I first got together, she used to write a huge list every Sunday of all the things we need to get done around the house. And I eventually came clean and I said, sweetheart, I don't want to do this every Sunday. I just worked all week, so did you. I want some R&R, and I don't like projects. Like, let's hire someone for some of that stuff. And so now we've driven to 5, and now I'm better at getting tasks done, and she's better at habits. But in the beginning, she was way better at knocking down to-do lists, and I was way better at consistency. And now she's very consistent, and I'm very consistent, and we both do 9 tasks per Sunday.
Sounds terrible.
It is... I don't think it's terrible. I think it's very, very, we build a lot. We're builders. We build. Hello, 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 NLU listener. Thank you, as always, for listening to Next Level University. Real quick, I just want to jump in and let you know about the Next Level Dreamliner. This is a journal that I use every single day. Achieve your dreams 90 days at a time. It breaks down your dreams into goals, milestones, and daily habits. We hope you enjoy it. The link will be in the show notes.
Well, you should see, we have cat stuff all over the walls. We got cat ramps and cat hammocks.
Yeah, man. You're over here building desks and stuff. Don't act like...
I love it. There's a part of me that misses working with tools and drilling. Yeah. And so I had like the longest...
Hey,
oh, the
me.
Day, the day after the event... The day after Next Level Live, when I got home, Taryn was super excited because we got a bunch of stuff to put on the walls for the cats. And she's like, will you do it with me today? And I was like, just give me a minute. Like, let me sit for an hour. And then we probably spent 5 hours building.
Yeah, man.
And I was
happy.
Happy as a clam, even though I didn't know how I was going to do it.
Well, sometimes projects are cup-filling for people.
It depends on the person.
That's very cup-filling for some people. For me, it never has been cup-filling. For me, cup-filling is... I took a productivity training earlier this morning. Oh, I mean, just in my element, right? I'm eating my cereal like a 4-year-old, taking a productivity training. It's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, that's what I'm meant to be. And so I guess the lesson in that is be who you are. If you like projects, man.
They're okay.
Okay.
It's not a 10. It's probably like a 6 out of 10 for me. Where for somebody else, it might be an 8. For somebody else, it might be a 2. For me, it's like... I'm with Taryn. We always have fun when we do stuff like that. It's always, we're always laughing and giggling and joking.
Got to make it fun.
Yeah, we have a good time. And it's for the cats. So obviously, you know, I'm all about the cats. But so yeah, I think Alan's point is, and to speak to it, which one are you really good at? Are you really good at getting a list of things on a Saturday and saying, all right, this weekend, I'm going to get all 15 of these things done. And you do that every weekend? Or are you someone who's really good at saying, all right, Monday through Sunday, this is what I do. I do this, I do this, I do my morning routine, I read, whatever it is. But your to-do list starts to pile up. My to-do list is here. You can't see it because of the brightness. But I don't know. Right now, I've been far better with my to-do list. I might only have 10 things on there right now. But I've had a lot more time because we simplified our systems and I'm doing less habits. And I'm doing more tasks.
Yeah.
That's kind of the season we're in. That's the thing for you out there. We're not just podcasters anymore. The podcast is something we do and we do it a lot. And it's the thing that we care about very, very deeply. But we also have a business and a team and families and fitness and other goals and all that other stuff. So you're the same. You're probably
the
same.
Good old days, 2-3 hours in the gym.
Yes.
Get a couple pizzas, play some Call of Duty.
Five habits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wonderful. But you and I tend to be on opposite ends of the spectrum. Like right now for me, this is my only meeting of the day, which wow. I cannot tell you how happy I am. I need it. And I'm ready. I'm ready to get back into more mayhem. But for me, it's like, okay, I can get a bunch of this stuff done. I feel like I'm making so much progress on that front.
Well, here's what
I haven't
the past. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I actually think this is powerful for anyone out there that is on teams. If you're doing the tasks and I'm doing the like runway, for lack of a better phrasing, let's picture the runway is, I think habits are like the runway. Habits are biweekly department meetings and weekly coaching sessions and daily morning routine and writing every day, exercising daily, foam rolling, whatever it is. So the runway is the stuff that's consistent. It's the system. The tasks are like, hey, there's a boulder in the runway and the plane is going to crash if we don't move this thing. I'm in the plane trying to, I'm actually paving the runway right now. And Kev is moving the boulders and fixing the potholes and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you're out there and you have a team or you're running a business or even if you're at work as a team member, you can set it up so that one person's doing more tasks and the other person is doing more runway. Emilia and I, same deal. We divide and conquer. So I have her doing much more tasks for the We and for the Conscious Couples podcast while you and I focus on growing the business. And the divide and conquer thing, maybe that's another episode, but that's so powerful because you can, if you like knocking down tasks and having less meetings, and I love having back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back coaching, you can design a business around that where nothing gets neglected.
Yeah.
And every one of us is doing more of what's fulfilling and cup filling. And then that gives you even more, you know, and again, that's more of like a team business training type of thing. But
well, I'm starting to feel more fulfilled than I have in the past.
Same.
It's, I went through the season where I literally did, I think 1 week I did 27 podcasts, I think. I think it was 20 other shows and 7 including ours, or 8 including ours.
Yeah.
So almost 30 podcasts in 1 week on top of exercise and on top of everything else. And as cool as it is to say that and as awesome as it is to have that opportunity to do that, if I was doing that every week, I would not get anything done.
Yeah,
nothing would ever get done other than, oh, I'm on another interview. And that's awesome, but
yeah,
it's not super sustainable.
But that was a season.
That was a season.
And so that's the other piece, too, is some seasons are more habits than tasks.
100%.
And then other seasons are more tasks than habits. That's why events are so hard, because
in the beginning, it was just habits because there were no tasks.
Yeah.
And then Alan and I went to Florida, and we lived in Florida for a month with one of our mentors at the time, and I think I spent 14 days straight building our website.
And a course.
But it was, there weren't really, the only habit I was doing is I was tracking my calories and you and I were exercising.
Yeah.
Those were the two. But other than that, it was, this is the massive task I have. If you think about it, if you have a really large task, all you're really doing is breaking it down into segments of time that become a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, today for 8 hours, my 8 hour habit is going to be building this website. And then when that's done, so last thing, this would be my next level nugget. How dare you? Watch your mouth when you're talking to me.
You can tell, by the way, I'm breathing into the mic, whether or not I'm going to talk.
You get super excited. One of your habits can be most important tasks. Yeah. Or most, one, just do one MIT, one most important task. Alan has me set up on that, and it's very helpful because even on a day where I'm back to back to back, I can look and say, all right, what do I have on here? Oh, Alan recommended I watch the Matt Damon speech. Let me do that. I got 20 minutes. Let me do that, right? So you can habituate tasks simplistically.
Did you watch it yet?
No, that's why it's still on my GD list, son.
So if you, we have something called the Dreamliner, and you've probably heard, because I think we have a mid-tro about the Dreamliner.
And there's the timer.
There's the timer. So there's a section for top three MITs. I like how it rhymes. Top three MIT. So my top three most important tasks for the day, I went to my first meeting and it was with Laura. And I said, Laura, I got to stop you. Because she said, hey, do you know you have a calendar conflict? Blah, 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 blah. Appreciate it. And I said, I need to write this down. So I feel disempowered. I need to go get my Dreamliner. Whenever I have the Dreamliner on me, I feel in control of my own life. Because everything I need to know is like here. I've got my Big Five to Thrive on here checked off. I did my writing, my WhatsApp, my sales, my mobility today. I still haven't exercised yet. I've just got my Dreamliner. The Dreamliner's set up to make your complex life feel less overwhelming. And it really, really is helpful. So much, in fact, that it's become a crutch where without it, I feel off. Mm. So one thing that I wanted to share with everybody, very last thing. Kev, tasks are things that aren't recurring.
Yes.
Habits are things that are recurring. That's as simple as it can get.
Daily.
But you can make your tasks daily. A habit.
Daily, though. Because laundry is recurring, but it's a task and it's not daily. That's why it's so freaking hard to do.
It's a great point.
Because it piles up for 7 days and you do it whenever it is. And that's what makes it so hard.
Then there's a concept called batching, where you do it once a week. Or once bi-weekly. Batching is a whole other thing that we should do an episode on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The productivity secrets, tips, that's what
master,
the industry says.
Master tricks.
Productivity tips, I geek out about, and so I think I'm super nerdy about that. But they will change your whole world.
Definitely.
They'll change your whole world.
It's one of those unsexy things.
Yeah. When you and I first started working together, I just slowly kind of gave you these little productivity tricks that now you're probably one of the most productive people. I mean, you're one of the most productive people I've ever met. You're the second most productive human I've ever met in my entire life. And I'll
take it.
It's wild. Like, you weren't productive at all when I first met you.
No.
With love.
I had no direction either. I had no clarity, no direction, no, none of that.
So
none of that.
If Kevin
little by
can
little.
Do it.
Yeah, yeah. I always say that. Little by little. I'm not gifted in any way, shape, or form. I'm good at putting my head down and grinding. But other than that, I don't know if I had many other qualities. I would have been like the, if I was in a video game, I'd be the character that you like throw through the wall to like get into the next room. And then you would just pick me up and then throw me through the next wall. That was kind of me in the beginning. All right, we got to go. If you haven't, if you're interested in group coaching, we still have a few spots available. Link will be in the show notes. Use NLU Listener for a 30% discount. And to Alan's point, if you have not gotten a Dreamliner yet, we are on Amazon. We'll also have the link in the show notes for that. A great way to get crystal clear on the next 90 days and make sure that you're staying consistent with your habits and tasks. Go ahead.
Quickly. Real quick, if I was in that video game, I'd be the guy with the notebook calculating the velocity to throw, who to throw against the wall and the velocity at which we need to throw Kevin
at the wall
in order to get the hole big enough.
I would be
for
the
us
one.
To all get through.
It would be
and,
me.
And so Kevin doesn't die. You know?
It would be me. All right, tomorrow for episode number 1672, sometimes you do want to be a big fish in a small pond. You've heard us talk about this concept many, many a time, but we're going to talk about it in a different way tomorrow. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. Grateful for each and every one of you. And at NLU, we don't have fans. We have family. We will talk to you all tomorrow.
Stay ambidextrous. Next Level Nation.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Next Level University. We love connecting with the Next Level family.
We mean it when we say family. If you ever need anything, please reach out to us directly. Everything you need to get a hold of us is in the show notes.
Thank you again, and we will talk to you tomorrow.